Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Nehemiah chapter 2, and we're reading verses 1 to 6.
In the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, when wine was brought for him, I took the wine and gave it to the king. I had not been sad in his presence before, so the king asked me, "Why does your face look so sad when you are not ill? This can be nothing but sadness of the heart." I was very much afraid, but I said to the king, "May the king live forever. Why should my face not look sad when the city where my fathers are buried lies in ruins, and its gates have been destroyed by fire?" The king said to me, "What is it you want?" Then I prayed to the God of heaven, and I answered the king, "If it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favour in his sight, let him send me to the city in Judah where my fathers are buried, so that I can rebuild it." Then the king, with the queen sitting beside him, asked me, "How long will your journey take, and when will you get back?" It pleased the king to send me, so I set a time.
Our focus is on verse 4. I prayed to the God of heaven, and I answered the king. This is the Christian's equivalent to think before you speak. It's what some would call an arrow prayer. Nehemiah was put on the spot by the king, and he didn't have time to call a prayer meeting. Nehemiah was in the middle of a working day, and an answer was required straight away. The answer Nehemiah gave opened the way for God's city and people to be restored. It's good to know that the Lord is with us in our workplace, just as much as when we are with our church fellowship. In fact, it's often in those daily situations that we discover our relationship with Jesus to be most real and relevant. The God of heaven is an omniscient God, so he's the best one to consult before we give an answer, especially when under pressure. Faith requires action, and Nehemiah's faith in a prayer-answering God is proved right as he answers the king. He sets a good example for us all to follow. A prayer. Omniscient God, help me not to ignore you when making my everyday decisions. May I be aware of your Holy Spirit leading and guiding me throughout today. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.